Hello, this is Mark Snowden, and you've reached my podcast. This one's titled Updates from Around the Missions World. It was a pleasure to be a presenter at the Evangelical Missiological Society's annual conference last year, and I took notes when the other guys spoke. So here's my 10 takeaways from the other sessions. Number one, something titled New Homiletics is facilitating an experienced event. It's no longer just transmission of cognitive information bits. Now that's a lot, but it's the idea that new preaching involves experiences. Number two, 90% of Muslims and Hindus do not have a Christian friend. And it may be higher than that in the United States. Number three, I like this quote. There are more followers of Jesus in the rest than in the West, the rest of the world. Number four, Asian religions, Islam and Hinduism especially, integrate multiple levels of life, not just knowledge, as in Christianity. And that's hard for Christians to understand. Number five, global percentage of Christianity in 1910 was 34%. In 2021, it was 32.3%. We're not keeping up with the birth rate. Number six, in 1990, 82% of Christianity was in the global north. In 2020, 67% of Christianity is in the global south, especially if you factor in China. Number seven, the languages of Christianity globally are 16% Spanish, 10% English, 8% Portuguese, 5% Russian, and 3% Chinese. Number eight out of 10. In America in the 1800s, Christians published a slave Bible that was one-third of the Bible. It removed all references to freedom and included all verses related to slavery. It was produced for slaves to obey their masters. Number nine, to blacks, the most powerful Bible story connecting missions and theology is Jesus' story of the Good Samaritan. Many view it as the crux of African American life. They relate deeply. And the last one from my notes, or number 10, the arts is the language of worship through expressions. Songs and oral proclamation, yes, but also learning games, thought-provoking riddles, relevant to topic meals, planned and spontaneous dance, casual and formal visual arts, chants, poems, wearing symbolic jewelry, expressive deaf songs, witty proverbs, and video, which is highly visual depictions of scriptures, merge the digital with the oral and created a new word they were calling digitoral. How will you apply these truths in your ministry?